Yep, we're starting a story about opera with music from Star Wars, because Seattle Opera Education Director Harry Lorenzo says if you grew up with this music, you just might be one of opera's growing fans.
Kids who can respond to the tune for Darth Vader and the tune for Anakin Skywalker and these little melodies that represent these characters can also respond to the tune that stands for Siegfried and the tune that stands for Brunhilde.
In fact, the music paints such a precise picture of characters and situations, it often pops up itself in popular movie soundtracks.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Richard Wagner's Ride of the Valkyrie has been commandeered for war movies and other battles. Wagner composed his tune for his mythic warrior maidens in the Ring operas. Bizet's music takes a seductive turn in the opera Carmen, when a young woman leaves one lover for another with tragic consequences.
The thing about opera, of course, it's music, but it's also these super powerful mythic stories, which basically anybody can relate to the story of Carmen. Pretty basic human kind of experience.
Seattle Opera Education Associate Jonathan Dean. With powerful music and stories,
the MTV generation.
Seattle Opera General Director Spate Jenkins says it was bound to win a new audience.
Opera is an art form that bombards you on all sides.
Certainly at the Metropolitan Opera House.
New York Metropolitan Opera GM Peter Gell.
What you get is the most complete art form. It's music, it's theater, it's orchestra, it's dance. It really combines all the performing arts into one spectacular combination that is unrivaled.
He says operas an experience many are eager and ready for. From high notes to high tech, we'll look at how technology is influencing opera next. I'm Heather Bosch, News Radio 710 Cairo.